So, who are you?
If you don't know by now, I'm Jeff. Yeah. Jeff Sandquist. This is my team.
You must have something new to show us. That's the only time I come in here.
Jeff comes on. We've redesigned Channel 9. We're here. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody thinks we have these nefarious planning meetings. Yeah.
This is our first team meeting in how long?
No. Well, since the Xbox dinner that I remember.
Yeah.
That was a good meeting, huh?
Yeah. It worked out well.
We've had a few meetings.
You fixed a few bugs that night, huh?
You've missed a few meetings. They've been at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, right. 1 in the morning, 6 a.m., yeah. 8 a.m. We're a little tired.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff going on, and this isn't the whole team here, but this is part of it.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about 10.
So what is 10?
Microsoft 10. It's, you know, a new community that we launched today on 10.net, and it's focused on enthusiasts. You know, think about Channel 9. Channel 9 is all about the people behind the products.
Are you saying people hang out on 9 are not enthusiasts?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the content on Channel 9 is really predominantly about the people behind the products. Right. 10 is about people on the other side. 10 is...
People who do something outside of Microsoft. There are Microsoft people on Channel 10, though, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it called Channel 10 or is it just called 10?
It's just 10. It's just 10. It's such a...
Does it stand for anything?
No. Okay. You know, we're such a creative team that, you know, what comes after Channel 9, we figured 10. But
how many bottles of cough syrup were harmed in the making of
10? There was a lot of cough syrup involved in the...
That's an inside joke back to Channel 9. It was started by somebody who got a little woozy on cough syrup. Yeah.
You know, so 10 is not a product-focused site. You know, if you go out there today, you're going to see a video, I think, probably about KEXP. And we picked that because, you know, hopefully the people that are really into music are going to like that. We've got, you know, some additions to our team, Laura Foy and Tina Wood, who aren't here right now. They're actually off filming a bit for 10 right now. Okay. But
we'll see plenty of them.
You'll see plenty of that.
Right. Every day.
So what's the
screen? So you're the faceless people behind 10, right?
We're the staff.
So what are you? I come in at 2 in the morning sometimes, and you guys are working away. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? And seriously, you guys built this thing in what, a month?
4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, I think we're up to 5 weeks now.
Okay, who are all you? Yeah, I don't think you've been on a Channel 9 camera before.
No, I haven't. I'm Duncan McKenzie, and I just joined the team.
four to five weeks ago.
So 5 or 6 weeks ago I joined, and we've been coding nonstop till 4 or 5 in the morning some days. I do it from home. These guys, you know, hang out at their desks till the wee hours sort of thing. But yeah, we've been doing a lot of coding.
Now 10 was coded from scratch, right?
Right.
So you didn't go and buy some forms package or some blogging tool and start there?
We looked around, definitely, because we didn't really want to start from scratch because of the short time. But we just really wanted to do something different. And we had all these, you know, unique ideas in our head and nothing. It would have taken more time to retrofit stuff. So we started from scratch. And the cool part about that is we got to use ASP.NET 2.0, which is awesome and makes things much faster. And then also SQL 2005, which was even better than 2000. So that was a big help. Jumpstart, I guess. But yeah, it's really fun to start with your match.
It was a crazy conversation that day. We've built a lot of stuff on Community Server, and Community Server absolutely rocks. Yeah. Love Community Server. Channel 9 is based on it.
Xbox.com
is based on it.
That's not our team.
But Microsoft Gadgets is built
on it. But we do love the Xbox here. You can tell by Adam's shirt there, you know?
Yeah.
How many people own Xbox 360s in this room?
Well, everyone. Yeah.
Everybody but me.
Yeah. We have team meetings. We have pitch meetings for 10 on Xbox 360. But what were we even talking about?
10.
Community server.
Yeah, so community server. Yeah. And so these guys came to me and said, you know, one of the things we're trying to deliver at 10 is a very asynchronous experience. We really wanted to keep it very simple. We focused on really making it easy to use, very clean design, and we wanted to do some things Ajax-y to make it very easy for people to participate and do a conversation, or participate in the conversation on 10. I'll go give like a little non-pitchy demo of just some of the stuff. When we see interesting things, why don't we talk more about as a team, how it was built. But, you know, we came as about 5 or 6 weeks ago, Duncan and Adam and Eric came to me and said, so, I think what we need to do is write this from the ground up. And I immediately went and threw up. I was like, oh my gosh, but we really need to get this live soon. Yeah. And, you know, they came back and did this detailed analysis of why we needed to do that. And what was amazing about it was, you know, just things that we got for free out of ASP.NET 2.0 from, you know, the membership capabilities, the theming. The virtual path providers is something
which is
that
huge.
Which was huge.
My favorite new feature of all.
So yeah. Let's see it, and then we can talk about each one of these technologies.
Here's 10.
All right, let me just collapse my tripod and get closer.
And
so it looks like a video site.
Yeah, a video site. Every day at 10. Yes, the significance of 10. Every day at 10, we'll launch a new piece of content.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We picked that by design. If we would have picked 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'd have to get up at 6 a.m. some days. Yeah. That would not be good. Yeah. But every day at 10, we'll launch a new piece of content. Most likely video, but we'll also have some other surprises in there.
Okay.
But, you know, this is the site. And, you know, here's a particular video that Laura and Tina went out to do. And I'm on my dev machine right now, so we'll see. Here, refresh this. There we go.
So here we are at KEXP 90.3 in Seattle.
That's Laura and Tina. They work on our team now. And
the thing is, the player looks completely different than any other site I've seen. Tell me about what you guys did with the video frame. What's different?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the thing about the player, I guess, it's not too different than Channel 9. It has a different skin, but also the fact that it plays QuickTime movies.
Wait.
Well, yeah, we should. Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. he's trying to protect his job. And how would you have?
So we provide
Jeff is going, I'm going to lose my job.
We provide a good experience in Firefox and Safari as well.
Uh-oh.
Where the Windows.
Do you guys really work at Microsoft?
Yeah. So I guess, you know, overall, just as overall, Jeff mentioned that we went with an asynchronous experience, but another reason for starting from scratch is we want it to be asynchronous, we want it to be valid XHTML, we want it to be CSS-based, you know.
All the web standards that you want to hear about it next.
Yeah, just covering everything. So that was one of them, is that we wanted to have a good experience across all browsers and really reach out.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
And yes, we have Firefox installed on my machine, but, you know, one of the things
you're so fired, Jay.
No. Actually, let's refresh that. You know, one of the things about 10, though, is it's about the enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure that if you come and visit the site on a Mac, you're going to hopefully enjoy the content. If you're going to use Firefox, it should work just as good as Firefox as it is Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
We wanted to make it available in multiple formats, and so Adam talked
Firefox,
a little bit about that. You can see here where we have this download link below the player. And we're encoding the videos in formats so that it looks great on an iPod, works great on a PSP, and also in Windows Media. But I'm going
to
watch a video here. And Adam talked about the asynchronous design. Let me sign in here. And then you'll notice what's kind of cool here is that the video paused.
That's cool.
And I'm going to hit it. And it started playing again.
How do you guys do that?
It's all JavaScript. it's just, well,
I was writing at 2:30 in the morning.
No, it's also like the attention to detail that we're trying to do, and then also trying to make a website smarter, I guess, so it handles more things for you, because the sign in, it comes up to front, so that way you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, but then it should be smart enough to then refresh the page behind it, different elements that need it. Another example is on there. We should show it. It's better than talking about it. But
okay.
You want to show
the conversation model.
Yeah, when you sign in.
So when we talked about enabling a different experience, one of the things with 10 we wanted to do was make it so that when people are watching videos, I've turned down the volume, so it's not as annoying. You can look and see what the happenings in the conversation. So we have multiple replies per video, and so.
And you can reply while the video is playing?
Yeah, so the video is playing right now, and I click reply to this thread, and say this is a test. What great.
Right.
And I'm going to
add
the reply, and boom, now it's there. And so these are similar to, you know, discuss, you know.
Is this the first community site that lets you comment on a video while the video is playing?
Maybe. We don't know. I mean, it's basically, though, if we're going to have these videos, person sits there and they start posting back comments every time you lose where you are in the video, or it just stops completely, then you're not going to talk on the conversation board until you're done watching the video, and that kind of blows it for you. What we're sort of hoping to create on the side there is sort of like a little instant messenger window of, like, everyone who's watching the video right now can be having their threaded discussion right when they take a look at it. So it's all JavaScript and web services, so that we can do all of that without actually having to do a post back on the page. So.
And you know, it's one of those things that we watched with Channel 9 was that sometimes you look at, you know, this site is focused on, you know, enthusiasts. You know, sometimes those are people that visit Channel 9. So in most cases, maybe there are people that aren't. These people aren't, you know, interested necessarily in how things are actually built, but, you know, a lot of times the experiences that are enabled.
Yeah.
When I looked at Channel 9, it's almost like a 747 cockpit of controls. You know, you've got the replies, you've got the quotes, and all these, you know, bells and whistles that you can click. We just wanted a real simple experience. If I want to reply to that particular post, let me just, you know, if I think this is interesting, let me reply there. So, you know, and you can expand and look at this discussion that way. You know, it's sort of like Slashdot, Ajax meets Slashdot.org comments, I guess, would be one way to think about it. And that's, you know, one part of it. The other thing is that we wanted to make it, you know, easy for people to participate. So, yes, you can participate in 10 by, you know, posting here. But let's say you link to one of these videos from your blog. What will happen is, if we send the track back over, we'll treat that like a first-class citizen in the forum, showing, you know, basically a subject line.
Wait a second. I don't need to sign in to participate in the forums?
No, it's not about you know, building up memberships and profiles. I mean, that's similar to Channel 9. When we launched Channel 9, we said, hey, we're not a lead generation tool. We're not going to use this data for marketing purposes. We want, if you're going to sign in, it should be, you know, to participate. With 10, we want to take it a few levels further. Like, so if you link to this particular video and you say, hey, this video sucks, 10 is the worst thing ever, or 10 is the, you know, we like 10, or I really enjoyed the video on KXP, and if you do that from your blog, what will happen is it'll get added here on, you know, into the list of discussions,
yep.
The little excerpt there, it's just a track back, and people will be able to see that. And the idea behind it is that we'll send some traffic back to your blog, but most importantly, you can participate in 10 on your own terms. You don't have to sign in.
So trackbacks aren't kept separate, which is kind of nice. So if you do a trackback, it's actually going to be the top comment of the video for that moment. People can even actually then do threaded discussion about your trackback. So they could go take a look at your site, they like read your blog entry. If they want to, they can comment there, or they can sit and do the commenting here. And
so
it's sort of open to them.
If I'm the first blog to link to this thing, I'm going to be at the top forever?
No.
Trackbacks are treated just like comments. Like they come in just as if you had typed a comment into our site.
Right,
actually,
but
get your trackback. So
wouldn't the older ones stay up the top?
No, the newest ones are the top.
Oh,
so
okay.
It'll fall down
one
over time.
One of the most recent.
You don't need
in a lot of ways, it's like almost like doing something on Dig, too. Like, you know, when you go to Dig and you see a particular something that highlights, you can go back to a person's, you know, go and visit a person's blog, and then there's discussion about that person's blog.
Sharing is
kind of cool. And so, say I like the video, you know, we can blog this, email it, send it to Dig, send it to Delicious.
Wait a second. Delicious? What's that?
That's a Yahoo property. You know, everyone knows what Delicious is.
My mom doesn't know it.
Well, yes.
That's a bad metaphor, but, you know.
Maybe we should put email at the top.
Yeah.
Email
at the top.
No, they should be in alphabetical order. Just like download, we've got iPod, PSP, and WMV last. But here on share, if I click blog this, I get the little pop-up. And if we copy that line of code, that's our dev server, but if you copy that line of blog code, put it in your blog entry, what's cool about it is our player will show up on your blog. So if you're interested in a piece of content and you want to put it on your piece
that's
of...
subversive.
It's all about making making it able to share and do stuff on your own terms.
If you just want a link, you know, you can certainly do that too. The permalinks are there and everything like that. But if you do want to have bring the experience over to your site, so someone can watch the video you're really interested in right there without leaving your experience, then you can do that too. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Very interesting.
RSS everywhere.
Now RSS, is that a full feed? It's not a partial feed.
Yes, Robert, is a full feed.
I rant about that every 2 weeks.
Well, we support comment RSS.
I can subscribe to it now.
Slash comments.
We have slash comments, comment RSS.
The trend.
Yeah, so if you go into something like RSS Bandit and you subscribe to the top level of our feeds, you'll actually get all the threaded comments all the way down. You'll end up with a tree of all the comments you can take a look at. So you can actually browse the site, look at every entry and every comment without ever leaving your aggregator if it supports comment RSS correctly, sort of thing, right? So it's kind of nice. I mean, we've been pulling it up in Bandit, and we can sit there and you get that nice explorer view of all of these comments right in there. And since it's a full feed, you get to read all the text of the comments in there as well. So.
Now, are you guys going to give away the source code of this thing?
We're going to find a way to get something back to the community. I think that, you know, it's either, you know, through stuff and through community server or so forth. This is a little incubation that we're trying to do. We have a lot of learning that we need to get from there.
Yeah. Another idea is that, you know, we'll, like some of the things that we overcame, like Eric has been working on the paging and the back buttons. You know, big rule of Ajax is breaking the back button. So we plan on, like, writing articles to explain that, to help out that way.
Hey,
so
you could come on Channel 9, you know?
Yeah, to go on Channel 9.
So. You don't even need to write.
Yeah, well,
just to sort of explain it.
So for code, it's sometimes nice to actually do an article. So there's a few things. I know there's definitely things that we'll write about. And that's what I used to do at FSTN, was write articles. So when we have some time and we've got some sleep, we'll write about some of this. And so a lot of the code will get out that way. The entire package, if it's useful, we'll look at it. But, you know, it may not be something where people would want to grab it as a unit.
I think that there's probably stuff, you know, a lot of these, for people that aren't channeling, a lot of the stuff is, this was a clean break for us to try some new things. And then our next plan is to get the stuff back to Channel 9, the stuff that makes sense.
We're going to get some of this cool stuff on Channel 9.
Oh, yeah.
We're one team.
I'm itching to get to the Channel 9 code. I got here, we started on 10 the whole time, but as soon as we can, we're going to get into the Channel 9 code base, and we'll start bringing some of this back, moving Channel 9 to ASP.NET 2.0, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
Can't wait. Channel 9 is like this weird, you know, when people ask for the Channel 9 code base, I get these emails from people, and they say, can I please have the Channel 9 code base?
And
I was like, no. A funny thing, when we shipped Channel 9, we took a build of ASP.NET Forums 2.0, that's when it was, community server was called that, and we forked it in Bryn Weibel and Charles Torrey, took it and we did stuff with it to get the site live. And I remember the day we shipped, Rob Howard sent me an email. He says, wow, you went live with that? I mean, it's just a dog's breakfast of stuff. But anyway, it's Channel 9 is closer and dear to our hearts. I mean, that's where a lot of our, you know, that's where we all kind of started as in doing this thing. And 10 is just something, you know, very different. So we're trying a different experience. But yeah, all of this stuff, we're not the 10 team. We're the team that brings you Channel 9. We're the team that brings you 10. We're the team that brings Microsoft Gadgets and some other things that, you know, that we're also working on top of this.
Show the profile page.
Yeah, you can show the profile.
Profile
is cool.
So is that your favorite feature?
Yeah.
It's our favorite little page. So we spent a lot of time on it.
Here's Adam's profile. And what's really cool about it is, here's Adam. Jamie, this one's for you, I think. I don't know. It shows his blog entries. It shows where he lives. You know, you can opt in for all this stuff. Activity on the site. He specifies an Xbox Live gamer tag, and it'll show recent games he's played.
Yeah, gamer score. No.
Yeah, one kind of fun thing. I'll edit my profile that I like.
You have the best score on what's that thing called? Geometry Wars?
On the team.
On the team.
I'm like number 3,000 out of so I'm getting there. I'm trying to climb to the top. But the neat thing is, on the back of the profile.
Yeah. When I jumped to mine.
Yeah.
Just show that, and then Adam, talk about it.
So, which part were you going to show? Oh, just editing.
The gamer tag.
Okay, so it's integrated with Xbox. Actually, Duncan should talk about it.
If you want, instead of uploading an avatar, you can actually associate it with your gamer tag, and then it will actually change avatars whenever you change it in Xbox Live. So you go to your 360, you pick a picture from Penny Arcade or Call of Duty 2, it will actually change on this site as well. So your avatar is actually linked, and we do polling and all sorts of crazy stuff to keep them in sync. But the trick is, it means that you can sort of tie in your 360 experience with your experience browsing this site.
Now, how do you guys get this done? If you all have Xbox 360s, you're all checking out everybody's gamer tags.
Go look at our last play date.
Well, like a couple hours ago. But one of the neat things about, just, you know, as a side, like, checking my profile during the day, I can see recently played games, and, oh, my son is playing at home or something. Yeah. You know, you see it, like, change. It's cool. So, but yeah, the other feature is it's integrated with local.live.com. So when you type in your location, it then brings up below it a map of it. So if somebody goes to your profile and they see, you know, Mill Creek, Washington, where's that? And it shows you right there.
A map. Yeah. It'll have a map there. It calls MapPoint Web Services behind the scenes to get the map, all that kind of stuff. We're going to...
Don't stop it.
So basically, we try to bring in a
bunch of attention to the PM.
If there was a PM on the project, it was Adam.
I'm just giving Jeff shit.
Did you show that his blog entries were pulled into
the
profile?
Yeah,
so it brings in blog entries from the user. If they say a website they own, we do the auto discovery, and then we pull in the RSS, everything. So it's the profile page is the funnest page.
Right. Funnest.
Search is fun.
Search is neat too.
Yeah. So rather than rolling our own search for
what on the search page
for this, I'm going to search for Xbox, and I'm going to search for Xbox.
You need to go to the search page right now.
Oh.
Type it in the URL.
What's the URL?
Just type /search.
Okay. Okay.
So I broke that this morning.
Good job. So I search for Xbox, and we're searching.
We'll replace that logo.
And first I bring back, you know, stuff that we've tagged, because if it's, everything we do on team, we make sure there's tagging and so forth. Right. But the search results, and this is just Channel 9 data that we're bringing back for a test, our search results are actually using MSN Search, their web services, to be able to do the search. And that was so much nicer than having to write our own search engine.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's all Ajax as well, so...
Yeah, it flowed in there and without refreshing the page.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How do you guys do that? What does the code look like?
View source.
So the trick is,
view source.
You can actually not only can you view source, but any web service. So anything we have to do by Ajax, and this is just a matter of fact. You know, you see the same thing with Google and things like that. Is we have to expose that as a web service that you can call from your machine, because that's what's happening. The browser is making the call to the web service. So that's one of the other reasons why we decided to roll our own site, is everything we need, the conversation model, the searching, all that has to be available through web services. And most of the software out there now, they don't do that. So we had to design our data layer and everything so that we could get at it through web services. Pulls it down into the JavaScript as an object collection, and then Adam's code, not mine, does the work of actually making it.
So could I mash up 10 into something else?
Yes, you could.
I'm actually working on a smart client right now that will allow you to take any webcam and snap a picture and send it as your avatar.
But even you can honestly, the conversation model changes. you could, and I don't think we're writing this right away, but you could have this full conversation model pulling right off of those services.
There's no lawyers outside your door. So we can do this.
So the content on 10 is all about the stuff that's happening outside of our products and technology. So one way to think about it is, it's kind of like show and tell for tech. Sometimes we're doing the showing, sometimes it's you. So the content you're going to see today, there was a KEXP bit. Here's a bit, I don't know when this one will go live. But every day at 10, we'll block out what's going to be coming up. Okay. And so Monday when this is live, you're going to see one video. And we'll ship the next day at 10, another video will come online. We'll black. You'll see the when you see this on Monday.
It'll be blacked out.
It'll be blacked out. At the end of the week, if you subscribe to our weekly RSS feed, what we're going to do is we're going to compact all of the weekly episodes into a 30-minute show with some hidden Easter eggs in there as well too. And you can download that 30-minute show to your device as well too.
Yeah.
And they are highly edited.
Yep.
It's a different type of content.
It's not Channel 9.
It's no.
You don't have a goofy guy with a goofy laugh going around with a cheap camera.
Channel 9 is about the people behind the products.
Yeah.
10 is, you know, about the stuff on the other side. And it's also a little bit of show and tell too. But, you know, if there's an amazing Windows Vista demo, it may or may not be done by somebody at Microsoft. It's whoever can do an enthusiastic demo about it. If it's, you know, Chris Perillo, I don't know. If Chris Perillo could do a demo, he might
can.
Do it.
He did one with me at Northern Voice Conference.
Exactly. So. We may, you know, we've got, well, I won't, I'm not going to, there's, you know, I better not. I don't want to give
any cool
hints.
There's cool things coming.
How much to give away?
The thing about the, you know, well, just back to the web services, I don't know, you were wondering if that was going to get us in trouble. It's really, oh, it's just the same as requesting a web page. You know, you still have to be authenticated. You still have to have real credentials. And
right.
you're just asking for the same data.
But,
so,
when we're writing it, it does mean that if we're going to expose these things publicly, it means we have to have, you know, credentials on them. We have to have all the things that you wouldn't have to do if you chose to keep all your data internal.
True.
By going the AJAX route, you're basically opening it up. I mean, someone can post a comment by calling the add comment API. I don't know what it's called offhand. But they can post it. So because of that, it'd be very easy, you know, for someone to script that and so on. So we have to do things that you don't have to do as much when you're building everything, kind of do postbacks in the old style.
Right.
It's not that old. But the old style way of building web pages.
Yeah.
So old.
It's old. It's so old.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
But
wild. So
yeah.
You guys go live on
Monday.
Which the video will, this video will probably come out at the same time as
this video. Once things are all nice, you know, shipping a site.
As long as it stays up for 5 minutes, this video will go up.
You know,
so we're shooting for 10.
That's the milestone. A bunch of stuff this week. Like, we have I don't want to call it a teaser campaign, but it was like literally we shot some videos last week that were a lot of fun, and we wanted people to put them up some way. We're doing a bunch of load testing on our official server farm this week and getting our deployment ready. You know, right now we're thinking our plan will be is that we'll bring the real site live on our production servers with the final build tomorrow probably. Work more, do more load testing. We're hoping that it's, you know, don't want to jinx, but it's a DNS change when we're ready to go live. But shipping a site, you know, there's all sorts of testing that we do, but it's kind of this little journey. And there's always stabilization that we're going to have to do when the site first goes up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when things are all good and stable and we're ready to link to it, we'll put this video up on Channel 9. And hopefully that's not that big of a process.
Right. Usually when I interview PMs now, I joke with them that they get, when I have a PM with a dev team like this, I always joke with the PM that he either just buys pizza for everybody or he takes all the credit, right? In your case, you've done a lot at Microsoft that people don't know about.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the community learning that you've done that led to this.
I don't know. I mean,
you've been here how many years?
I'm going on my 10th year now, I think.
10 years.
Ten again. So
we're noticing a theme here.
Yeah.
Do you have a 10-year-old at home too?
No. What have I learned about things? You know, there's a few things. One is small teams. Small teams do pull together amazing miracles over short periods of time. With this project, we had a really unique thing. Adam is, everyone had their unique things, that roles that they played. Adam did all our client work. He also did the design of the site. So it was like almost the design nirvana, because he was the designer developer, he was the same person.
Yes.
That's great, yeah.
Eric did a lot of our infrastructure work and making sure that, you know, we have the right things that way. Services and so forth. Duncan, he says he worked in the sewers.
Yeah. So I was trying to explain this to my wife, the different areas that all the front end stuff, sort of the fixings and all the bathroom niceties is all Adam. And then all the infrastructure, pulling everything from the database, shipping it forward and so on, sort of the plumbing was being done by Eric. And then I was working at like the network stack kind of level, you know, all the handling trackbacks, handling RSS, handling, actually even the virtual path provider, which would take a lot of time to go into, but it essentially allows us to not have almost any files on disk and yet build the whole site out as if it's all ASPX files on disk. So
it's a whole video in itself.
That's a whole separate thing.
It's so awesome. It's great.
Yeah. So all of that sort of underlying code was me, and then we each had our own things. And I think when you've got a very short period of time, if we were stepping on each other's toes all the time, we wouldn't get anything done. So this way we had kind of it wasn't a clear separation. We, you know, I did some UI that Adam had to fix.
Yeah.
You know, and then so
I got to the point where I was like, please just stop. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was like,
hey, I put on my blog a whole theory that ugly UI actually is better than free UI.
I know,
there's
comments for that. that's
so did a lot of people, believe me.
Yeah, I know. I was
So we did cross over a little bit, but for the most part, we all just worked on our own things, and we just talked continuously. We had Messenger up all the time, and it works out fairly well. And I think it will as we keep adding new features, and then we start heading back to 9 and building stuff. We'll probably still break things out in a similar fashion.
Yeah,
so interesting.
So that's the part of the
now. Where's the testers?
Unit testers.
Yeah. I mean us, people that we have test the site, internal friends.
We don't have a traditional. We don't have a traditional testing. We've been doing what they, user acceptance testing, you can call it, where we're basically actually putting it out to a group of users. There are a lot, I think we're, 40 or 50 people who are using the site and commenting and watching the videos internally. And that's basically what we're doing. And it does let us move a little faster. It increases the fear factor some days. Yeah. But it is kind of nice in other ways, too, because we're moving very fast with this stuff. Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest thing is, trusting, great people that get stuff done. And we do daily builds are huge, because you can every day see some sort of results and go, okay, we're on the right path. And that's actually what was really kind of spooky about this for the first little while is that because it was Ajax, because you didn't have the concept of necessarily pages, we were a ways into this before we were really even able to see what the whole result was going
to
be like.
We had to write a lot of code before you could even see the first page come up. So that initial sort of code, I think we were feeling fairly good about
it,
but poor Jeff didn't get to see anything for the first 2 weeks. And he coming by every day saying, so can I see it yet? We're like, soon.
Look at the database diagram.
It's really nice. Yeah. And then when it actually went up, and we had all the services and everything we needed to make that first page came up, the first page came up probably a lot farther along than the normal
first page.
That
explains a lot about Jeff.
Yeah.
I was wondering why he was grouchy that 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd come over and bug me. He'd say, I can't look at my site yet.
It hasn't been very traditional. It's just been the, do what you can, but the closest would be like agile programming, but we're not even that structured yet. So, but that's what we're aiming for.
Unstructured agile programming.
But that's the closest thing.
Yeah.
We have daily, I don't want to say it's Scrum because we're not like that way either, but they have daily meetings and so forth. And, but that's
hourly meetings. Hourly meetings.
Yeah.
We have buttons.
That, like we said, that's
nice.
Tell me about those meetings. What do you guys do? You just.
It's really just us.
Are they structured or?
No.
You just
are in one office.
Yeah.
Normally Duncan's, I guess. He has the best chairs. but we just go in there and it's mainly just trying to hash out what it should be.
And priorities and stuff, right? We have meetings sort of spontaneously when we want to decide, should the URLs be this way? What should we call these things? All of our underlying objects, for example, have nice names like buckets. We didn't want to say blog, we didn't want to say forum because what's the distinction, really? So we went with bucket. But that involved a few minutes of discussion. We had to go up to a product designer and get a name for it, buckets. But then all the other things, we're meeting and saying, here's our prize zero bugs, and who's going to take this one, and who's going to work on that, and then we manage our bug lists. And that, I think, ends up forming the work queue, right? You got to have that. You got to have to know that what you're doing every day. Because it's 4 in the morning, and Eric's working away, he gets done something, he has to have the next thing lined up, ready to go.
Because he can't go to sleep.
He doesn't want to have to, call us and say, what should I work on next? So he has it all lined up.
And you need a finish line. That's like if there's one thing I've learned at Micro, and we even talk about stuff about community and things like that. That's maybe even another video on its own, but having a finish line and having different milestones that we're going to make. And we had one where it was I think it was called Demo for Sanjay. And it was
literally
Sanjay, our VP, was coming by and said, when can I see it? And we're like, We're getting there. And we had one milestone, which was demo for Sanjay. And it was, we knew the flow all the way through. And it wasn't fake demo for Sanjay. It was real code, real videos. And that was a crazy night. So there's been a ton of sleepless nights. Because not just for the people here, right? Because while this is going on, Laura and Tina have been working on figuring out what is our content, what is our tone, what is the type of stuff that we're going to do?
And another guy, too.
Scott Davis has been helping out as well, too. Just huge for pulling the stuff together.
I've seen all three of them running around with
Laura
cameras.
Laura, they're younger. They have more energy than us. So they always seem a little bit more.
They have built-in caffeine.
Go all the time.
I don't think they need to visit Starbucks.
We have to supply our own, so.
Yeah.
It's been, at the end of the day, everybody on our team, really actually everyone on our team has a blog. Yeah. Everyone on our team is active in communities. When we built Channel 9, we said, hey, what would be a community that we'd want to be a part of? And I remember that discussion. Same thing with 10. We said, hey, you know, what were the things that we, when we belonged to different online discussion groups, what did we find difficult from a using standpoint? It was like, you know, the way that threads will hijack, right? You look at a Channel 9 thread sometimes, and somebody starts talking about a technical thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, they jump off on another tangent, which is good. You know, you want communities to be that way. But let's see if we can make it, you know, multiple discussions per item.
But even just the layout. I mean, if you look at the layout of the site, the conversations are next to the post, whether the post is video or text. So if you look at something else, let's say, I don't know, Engadget or something, once you get down to interesting discussions, the actual post that you're trying to refer back to is like 10 pages up. And you know, majornelson.com, you can actually scroll down. You're 150 comments away from what you're trying to talk about. And I find myself scrolling up and down all the time. We bring this over to the side with paging, so you can actually do your discussions while you're actually looking at, even if it's just a blog post, you're looking at the content that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's a small thing. Layout's very nice. But I mean, laying out the page in two columns you'd think would be a simple change, but yet no one does it. They do post, and then comments just scrolling off the page. And this, I think it just makes it a nicer experience.
And we'll see, you know, the big thing is, you know, you think about Yes Book communities, I think about almost like a rock concert or a music festival. I think about Channel 9, you know, at the end of the day, we put different content out there, and that content may be created by us, it may be created by a community, you know, on 10, same thing goes, you know, with Channel 9. The more interesting stuff, it's just like that music festival, is not necessarily the stuff that's happening on the stage, it's all the stuff that's happening around on the ground. The people that are there, how they're interacting, and I think that's, you know, that's what makes great communities, is the people that you attract.
Take me deep into the sausage factory. How did you convince the executives here to do this?
You know, our executives, I don't know, everyone, I think that Channel 9 and just different things that we do, community's always been a big part of what we do at Microsoft. I think back to 10 years ago, what was community back then? We had just kind of finished up the CompuServe forums type stuff that were there, and we made the big move to NNTP that was very, you know, I think controversial back then.
Very controversial.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
Although it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
You should have seen my CompuServe bill 1 month. It was like $300.
I think we
just to talk on a community, which you get for free now.
I think we're you know, obviously we're a technology company, and we're always looking for ways to to talk to customers. So back one day, it used to be CompuServe. Well, geez, that was the natural place back then to talk to customers. Then it moved to news groups. Then it moved to, you know, the web is this whole amazing phenomenon. And then I think there was a time where there was a lot of mailing lists were really popular. There's still some today that are pretty popular. You know, then there's the whole blog phenomenon. And so, boom, let's jump and try that. Then there's Channel 9. Let's try doing video. 10 is just another way of connecting and communicating with customers. And you know what? I guarantee that a year from now, there's probably going to be some other thing that we're going to try and play with, and that's
as long as it's a
that's
year
part
from
of
now,
our DNA.
I don't want to be building 11, you know, next week though. I'd really like to let's just stay on 10 for a little while. Before
well, you
we,
got to come back to 9.
The next thing. Then we're going to 9.
You got to do 9.2 or something.
Yeah, we got a lot of code.
The sub frequency.
Yeah, so we have a lot of code to write. Hopefully, before they invent something like, you know, VR based forums or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, actually. Aren't you doing a little project with Second Life?
Actually, yeah, I'll say that now. If you actually go and look in Second Life right now, we've bought an island. It's, you know, not exclusive to 10. There's actually some stuff for the Niners in there as well, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Eric Rice has built us an island in Second Life. And a different video than this, I actually have to go in and install Second Life on this machine. It's on my laptop that I take home. But, yeah, this is all about reaching up and having content in lots of places. If it's all going to work out, our videos, you'll be able to watch the videos for 10 inside Second Life on the island.
Sure.
The island is rather sparse right now. There's a bunch of stuff that we put on there.
It's only a few days old.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a while to build an island now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been in Second Life, but there's it's a vast prairie land right now.
I think Eric's going to mention that he's building the island at South by Southwest on Monday. You know, it's all about trying some different things. Some of these ideas that we try with 10 are hopefully some of them will work, you know, will be good. Some obviously are going to fall and not be that great. But that's, you know, that's what it's all about. If you look at what Channel 9 was like when we first launched it, and I'll put some stuff up on the Channel 9 wiki, our first original screenshots of what Channel 9 would look like is nothing like what it looks like today. 10, I can guarantee it a few months from now, will look different. We'll adjust. This week, we will adjust 10 to be, you know, different based on what things we have to
do. Well, you'll fix the search engine, right?
Well, that's a very small.
And we'll point it at 10, not Channel 9.
Sure.
Or everyone on 10 will be searching in the beginning all these you know, interviews and things like that from Channel 9, which wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah.
But you know, it's this is another little experiment. There'll be more, and you know, try out 10. It's something very different than Channel 9.
Yeah.
I think that they're short focused, 5 to 6 minute, very tight videos.
They couldn't get me to edit. You guys had to start a whole new channel just to get the edited video thing. No.
Very different content. We won't go into the nuts and bolts. You know. You will probably never hear, no, I can guarantee you will never hear Windows Forms listed on, you know, the word Windows Forms listed on 10.
Yeah.
You will not talk here about, you know,
you
I use this infrastructure. This conversation that we're having right now would never happen on 10.
Yeah.
But, you know, there will be Microsoft people on 10, but they definitely won't be going into the nuts and bolts of how things are built. They also won't be doing product pitches, per se, you know. Yeah. It's going to be, it's all about the people.
Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks. Anything else? Before we send you back to finish this off?
We gotta get back to work.
Yeah.